It's Fred Nats on Deck, Friday night here at Delmarva. Eric Bach joined by Travis Sikora, made his first Fred Nat start of the season on Wednesday after recovering from off-season hip surgery. And Trav, good to see you back on a mound. How's everything feeling 2 days removed from the start?
Yeah, it feels great. Unlike last year, you know, after throwing, you know, your body feels stiff and you can't, you know, move the way you want. Even in the outing, you're not being able to throw the way you want. To be able to be back to where I can throw with my normal mechanics and, you know, throw, you know, at the speeds I was throwing at before, like easier than I was before. It just feels good, and it's a lot of, you know, a lot less work to in between starts. It's more just, you know, getting my work in and trusting that it's going to work. Unlike last year, where I felt like I had to do so much extra perfect work in order to just barely get by.
Whatever you were doing last year worked very well for you. Can you kind of give us the outline of the path that led you to make the decision to have hip surgery? And obviously it's a decision that you seem really happy with.
Yeah. So, I mean, all the way back in high school is when I first noticed it. Like a few starts in my high school season, it became like an everyday thing. So like ever since then, you know, my stuff has been down compared to where it was, you know, back in all the way in 2022. And so just like 2 years of kind of, you know, pitching with what I thought wasn't my best stuff made me want to like go get it looked at. So I went to Vail, Colorado, and kind of had it looked at. And that's when Dr. Philippon, the doctor there, realized that I probably needed surgery. It's kind of obviously is unfortunate, but after surgery, I was happy because I was like, you know, it's no more having to deal with all the crap that I had to deal with before, all the stupid hip exercises and stuff that didn't even like end up, you know, fixing it. So to be able to get surgery on it, obviously Dr. Philippon did a great job. I'm super happy I went to him. Feels great now. I can, like I said, I can throw normal, and that's all I ever wanted last year. So
that was my next question, is you notice there's a noticeable physical difference between last year and this year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously my start the other day, maybe just first time out, like a little rusty at the command, couple walks and three innings, to me that's unacceptable. But I think like just to be able to like feel my body move the right way, feel efficient, feel powerful, like it's already night and day different. I mean, on backfields in Florida, you know, like I'm already throwing like 2-3 miles an hour harder than what I was in, you know, big crowd games last year. So it's like, not only am I throwing harder, but it's like more efficient and easier on my body, and I'm recovering way better after starts. So it's like everything's better now.
This obviously isn't a rehab assignment officially, given that you finished last year with the Fred Nats, but pretty much operating as a rehab assignment. And cool for you to be able to go back to Fredericksburg on the weekend that we're giving away your first professional bobblehead. And that was your first time back in the ballpark since the championship game last year, right?
Yeah, it was. And that was like the first thing I said when I walked out. I forgot I was talking to you, but I was like, remember a year ago when I was here last? Like, we were winning the championship and it was, you know, end of the season. And then to be back for the bobbleheads, I actually thought was super cool. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I collect cards of myself and that's cool and all, but the bobblehead, like, you know, that's cooler than cards, to have your own bobblehead and to sign for all the season ticket holders. I thought that was super fun, being able to talk to them and sign their bobbleheads and just to be there for the experience, and obviously to own my own bobblehead. I think it's super cool.
Talking with Travis Sikora here on Fred Nats on Deck. So your dad's with you, made the trip from Florida to Fredericksburg. He's hanging out with us here in Delmarva. It's got to be just a really big comfort for you to have him around to kind of just take care of things, right?
Yeah, especially, you know, with being back into a new routine, with being in affiliate baseball out of Florida. It's good to have him here because, like, after my start the other day, you know, the first thing I went back to the hotel is, you know, we're in the hotel room writing notes on what I can do to prepare for my next start and in order to make it a lot better. And obviously with, you know, help me, like, with when I need food, because obviously it's kind of getting into a new routine. So to have extra hands on, it's super helpful.
What are some things that you guys noted that you hope to do better in your next start?
So obviously looking at the outing, my command was the biggest thing. Like I said, 2 walks and 3 innings, that's not what elite pitchers do. So in order to fix my command, I think I'm going to have to look into mechanics a little bit, just kind of having better posture on the mound, keeping my posture a little more upright. That way I can rotate efficiently. And the other thing was just kind of getting back into the routine of things, like the sleep routine, the eating routine, and all that, because the velocity was a tick down compared to where it was in Florida. So like I can improve those two things and get my stuff back up with my command, then it's going to be a fun week next week.
Nice to still have Justin Lord here as well from last year. That's your pitching coach from your Carolina League Pitcher of the Year season. Nice to have Lordy around, I'm sure, for you as well.
Yeah, it's super cool to have him back here. You know, like, not that I'm like a veteran or anything, but like to be able to be back for a second year, it's like he understands me because he was with me for almost a whole year last year, and I understand him the same way. And even with like the new guys here, certain things in the dugout, and you know, just how to be a pro. Like, it's fun to be back and you know teach these guys like how to act, how to be a pro, especially around the pitching coach Justin Lohr. Like, just how to go about their business. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you went from the young guy to now a guy that's been through it and trying to lead this pitching staff. Last one for you. Obviously, health is a given. We want that hip to be as healthy as it possibly can be. But for you the rest of the year, any specific goals that you have in mind now that the health thing is kind of in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, as far as my pitching goals, I want to definitely limit the non-competitive pitches. That was a big thing last year. I would get out of sync just because I was throwing weird mechanics and I'd throw a lot of non-competitive pitches. So to fix that, walks weren't an issue at all last year, but continue to get those down because that's what elite pitchers do. And then I think, like I said, get my stuff back, you know, like sitting more 97 miles an hour versus 94, 95 last year and get back to triple digits. It's always been a goal of mine to get back to because I did it before. So I think, you know, like I said, just clean up the command and efficiency of being a pitcher and get my stuff back.
Travis Sikora with us on Fred Nats on Deck. Always illuminating, my friend. Good to see you. Good to see you back on a mound.
Yep, it's fun to be back. Thanks for having me.